This is Sunday morning, August 11th, 2019. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is The Kingdom Age. Now I want you to listen very carefully to this word. I think there'll be more unfolded concerning it in the weeks ahead, but it brought me to an understanding that I haven't had before. The Lord said the book of Acts is the blueprint. It's always been His blueprint for the church. I'm not going to read the book of Acts, but you know about the book of Acts. The church age is coming to a close. Those who won't come out will morph into the universal church. They will continue on in their normal churchy ways. They will be deceived into a false unity. Remember the email you sent? Or they sent you? Revelation 18, 4 and 5. I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you may not share in her sins, neither participate in her plagues, for her iniquities are piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her wickedness and crimes." This is Jeremiah 51, 9 and 10. "We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, let us go to his own country, for her guilt and the judgment against her reach to heaven and are lifted even to the skies. The Lord has brought forth and made known the righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God." The Lord says, "I will have you training the troops to go out, not build up from within. You have been practicing this since 1994. You have not fully understood in the past, but now you can see the plan. Camping out has never been my plan. Denominations divide, and they have divided and conquered the church. Denominations are churches built on experiences," and we already looked at that. And let's look at Matthew 17 right quick. Verse 1 through 4. Oh, it's the Mount of Transfiguration. "After six days after this, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. His appearance underwent a change in their presence, and his face shone clear and bright like the sun, and his clothing became as white as light. Behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, who kept talking with him. Then Peter began to speak and said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good and delightful that we are here. If you approve, I will put up three booths here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah.'" All right, denominations divide, and they have divided and conquered the church. Denominations are churches built on experiences. We know some people that they were always kind of in the hippie side of things, hippie. And they long for the days back in the late 70s. They still long for those days. Can't go forward. Got lots of gifts between them. I'm talking lots of gifts between them. Satan has run roughshod over a powerless church. Denominations cause people to stop in their development. "I need mature soldiers at this time to do my will fully." They're not prepared. They've fallen asleep where they camped out. And they're not prepared. Their lamps aren't full to do the work that God's asking them to do. "Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to hear nothing except what my doctrine." What is the church supposed to be? A distribution center. Remember the word of the Lord about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of scarcity? Genesis 41. The prodigals will start coming home. Why will they return home? They are in want. Same reason Joseph's brothers came to him. Okay, Luke 15. I see that big old facility out there. All that room. Lots of room to store a lot of stuff. Okay, Luke 15. Like I said, I told you I'm seeing things differently than I've seen them before. Starting getting an inkling of what God wants to do. Oh, this is the story of the prodigal. I don't need to read that. Yes, the church or assembly or fellowship is to be a filling station. Come in, get trained, then go back out. No camp out. Our commission that Jesus left us is this. Matthew 28, go into all the nations and preach the gospel, making disciples. Mark 16, same thing. These signs follow them that believe. My name shall cast out devils. I'm done with the country club church. What is that you ask? You do it our way or you are not welcome here? Instead of unity of the body of Christ, we have division. In the book of Acts, there was a central location in Jerusalem and many home churches. My thoughts, as the Lord has given me this, out there the distribution center for this area maybe. Come get trained, then go out and start home churches. We've actually been practicing this on and off since 1994. We thought we were off because we didn't fit in any church, and now we know that we really did fit in God's plan all along. It's time for my people to learn to live out of their spirits. When I say move, they move. When I say stay, they stay. I have everything prepared for the coming promotion. That's what the Lord said. I've got everything prepared. They even have a storehouse. We have a family with us for about a year in the late 90s, and she said to me, I'm not sure this is a church, maybe a training center. Well, she didn't know that the church is supposed to be a training and distribution center. Go read Acts chapter 3, 4, wherever it is. Isn't that what it talked about? People had extra that came, sold it, brought it to the apostles' feet, then they gave out as they needed to give out. Romans 5:17, Reign in Life as Kings, the radio program, the first television program was Reigning in Life. Training for Reigning in Life. The church in Acts did not have denominations. Even the home fellowship started in the Gentile nations. Look to Jerusalem as the church headquarters. Church leaders that miss this window of opportunity will cease to follow me and will align themselves with the false church of the false prophet and the Antichrist. Many will not realize that they have been deceived. Those who are listening to my voice will make the right choice. We need to pray for these leaders, and you know one in particular that I'm talking about. Just think about the ones that went to see the Pope. That's a good start. 2014, the tape I shared with you concerning the Pope. Satan is using the Pope and the Vatican to entice evangelicals on board through the ecumenical movement. It is an unholy alliance. Pray for the spiritual leaders to see the truth. Revelation 13:11. Then I saw another beast rising up out of the land. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. Think about how you've led and trained in your careers. It's all been for this time. I've been training you all along the way. The kingdom age will slowly unfold as men's minds become renewed to my plan. This is why I told you not to change a thing, but just begin to feed my sheep, and the word will do the work. They're going to get their minds renewed from this country club living to outside, living out of your spirit, going, getting trained up, filled up, going out, taking it. The church age tried to get the fish to come to them. I said, cast out your nets for a haul. Catch, train, release. That's what I did. I taught my disciples to catch men. Then he went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He took the gospel of the kingdom. Me right here. Cell groups are more in line with God's plan. It's not about building up the numbers, but an intimate group, train and release. A small group will more readily take care of the ones around them. When you're on a small, intimate group, you pretty well know everybody. You know what's going on, what they need, and how they need to be helped. A big mega church, how can you do that? It would also take care of a lot of sin in the church, like sexual misconduct. We recently, one of our daughters has a friend that their church is being sued over the former pastor assaulting a teen sexually on a trip. And now this girl has come back, she's older, and now she's suing the church for $1 million over this. Now we know why the Lord has had us doing this all these years. We have been following Him all along. I was telling Danny, I said, you know, for so many years we were embarrassed. We didn't know what to say. People acted like, eh. Like I said, many people saw we were in a house and so they wouldn't even come. But this was the Lord's plan all along. We've been following Him all along. But now He's going to do it big time. I don't know. The Lord will show. Maybe there'll be big places that are big hubs for all house churches. Maybe every few miles there'll be another fellowship. Isn't that the way it was in the book of Acts? That's how Young-Gi Cho, all those converts in South Korea now, they brought it over here and had their little home groups outside of church. But they did it for evangelism. They'd ask people for cookies and tea, and if they refused to come, it was considered an insult. So they got them into the fellowship, and they could lead them to the Lord. It was an evangelistic tool. Well, we'll pray about this. The Lord will unfold all of His plan, you know. It just kind of made me thought, well, it makes me look at it differently. It's not going to be like it's been. It's not going to be just some church where same old that we've been around. Yeah. No, God's doing His plan and whatever that entails. We've got to learn to live out of our spirits. We've got to listen to Him. Because it'd be real easy when you've been traditionally taught to want to go that direction and start doing that thing that was done. When that's over, you can't go back there. We've got to move on.